Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1126. How much should you walk for weight loss? By Eric Leah of ericleah.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts covering a bunch of different topics, soon to be 6 podcasts. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, before we get to today's post, don't forget, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list every month on the first of the month, which is exactly 1 week away. So if you want to be in the drawing and participate, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com before then. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How much should you walk for weight loss? By Eric Leah of ericleah.com. There's no doubt about it. Walking is great for your health. People that walk, even for as little as 15 minutes a day a few times a week, can enjoy a reduced risk of developing heart disease and diabetes. They can also reduce their joint pain and improve their mood. Alongside these, many studies have shown walking can also be an awesome aid to weight loss. However, a common question on walking for weight loss is, how much should we walk? Come on a walk with me, har har, as I break down how you can walk off the pounds. Walking for weight loss. To begin, when we talk about walking for weight loss, the disclaimer is that one size does not fit all. Typically, when we walk to burn fat, we're walking to burn extra calories. How many calories you burn depends on your age, your current body weight, your height, and how long and fast you're walking. On average, according to various calculators, a person can look forward to burning 100 to 300 calories in anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. Again, that's a pretty wide range, but at least it gives you a base estimate to start with. How long should you walk for weight loss? Let's start with time. It's usually recommended to walk several days per week for at least 30 minutes to see benefits. If you're extremely overweight, this may be a good starting point for you. If you're moderately active during the day, or if your job involves a decent amount of movement, you may need to kick this up to 45 minutes up to an hour to see some fat loss. The time you spend walking also depends on the type of terrain you're walking on. If it's sand or a slightly elevated surface, you may be able to walk for less time than if you were just walking on a flat road. This is because elevation and uneven surfaces can cause you to burn more calories since you're exerting more energy. As a general rule, aim for 30 minutes minimum, and increase if you're able. How to maximize calorie burn while walking. There are a few strategies that can take a normal stroll, which may not result in too much weight loss in itself, and turn it into a potential fat burning session. 1. Power it up. Boosting your speed by power walking can burn many more calories than regular walking. So try and push yourself. Pump your arms and lengthen your strides. Feel your heart rate kick up. Try to power walk for as long as possible. If you can only go for a few minutes before slowing down, keep alternating between periods of power walking and periods of normal speed. 2. Add an incline. If you're on the treadmill, add a few inches of incline. If you're outside, try to find an elevated road or even a hilly or mountainous area to walk on. Adding elevation will burn significantly more calories than walking on flat terrain, and can also tone your legs. Focus on pushing through your glutes to get a full leg burn. Also, bonus points if you combine power walking with an incline. 3. Hold hand weights. Holding hand weights, even if they're light because you're a beginner, can also increase your calorie burn. You'll notice that your heart rate will pick up more quickly when you're holding them and pumping your arms. Heck, you can even do bicep curls and overhead presses while you're going. What about strength training? On the path to fat loss, I always recommend you start and keep a strength training program going. Building muscle is critical to keeping your metabolism going strong and also helps burn more calories when you're at rest than if you didn't have as much muscle. Again, as a general rule, I'd recommend strength training 3 times a week to start seeing results and to get stronger. Focus on full body movements and really challenging yourself. If you want to up the ante, try integrating interval training into your regime. This involves alternating periods of high-intensity exercise with low-intensity exercise and is one of the best ways to burn fat. My advice is to start walking at a level you feel comfortable as far as time, speed, and terrain, and then aim to push yourself. With a mindset to go a little longer or a little harder each time, you're almost guaranteed to see results. You just listened to the post titled, How Much Should You Walk for Weight Loss? By Eric Lea of ericlea.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm sure you've heard different activity recommendations. You may have heard that we should get our sweat on at least once a day, or to accumulate at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity most days of the week. Or maybe you've heard you need to accumulate at least 150 minutes of activity each week, or that you should aim to take 10,000 steps a day. Let's focus on that last recommendation, the 10,000 steps one. While that sounds logical, that is a nice, round, easy-to-remember number, it's a bit arbitrary. According to the American College of Sports Medicine, 10,000 steps a day is fine, but you can actually meet these exercise recommendations for adults by aiming for around 5,000 to 7,000 steps per day. I know that for many, these lower numbers are a relief because they sound more realistic. It's not as intimidating. But as Eric mentioned, if your goal is weight loss, you may need to ramp things up a bit. If you're using a pedometer and are just starting out, build up to 5,000 steps each day. Make that your first goal. Then, gradually build up to 7,000. Then, ultimately 10,000. Then, try out alternating speed walking with walking at your usual pace. Eventually, maybe graduate to a light jog followed by walking at your usual pace. You never know. Over time, you may end up jogging your 5,000 steps each day. That, I can tell you for sure, would definitely help with weight loss. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.